All right, welcome back to another episode of welcome. Get Real, everyone. Woo! Hosted by me, Peniel of B2B.
Me, BM from Card.
And me, Ashley.
Yes, and we are going to be getting honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspectives. And today, we are talking about pressure.
Pressure. Yeah. We have a special guest, too.
Yes, very special
Boss man.
So, who is our special guest? Can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Hild. My name is Eric Nam. Hi, Eric Nam. This is ASMR. Hate ASMR. We're switching to ASMR.
Hey guys, this is Eric. Nice to see you guys.
Welcome to Real, Eric.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Have you been listening to our episodes?
I have. I most recently heard your episode on aliens.
What'd you think?
Oh. Well, I didn't realize that BM was so passionate.
They're watching.
I was fascinated. I had a good laugh.
He's always talking about them.
Yeah, I mean, are you just generally fascinated or obsessed with aliens? I don't understand.
I was always like, are they real? Are they not? And then after watching Unacknowledged, the episode, the whole documentary on Netflix, I was just like, okay.
Yo, I tried watching that. They took it down.
You know why? The government's watching. That's why.
All right. How much?
Next thing, this is probably going to be the next thing they take down.
They're
gonna
take down. How much did Unacknowledged pay you? Just be honest.
They didn't pay me anything.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways,
y'all doing well though? Yes. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a bit.
It's been a while. You've been busy.
I mean, we all busy. You know, just kind of doing
our thing.
I'm
not that busy.
We play your song on my radio all the
time. Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Paradise.
Thank you so much.
Get them extra royalty fees.
I know, like all the 2 cents
extra,
we get.
Yep,
you'll never know where that 2 cents might take you.
Hey, play it 10 times. You could buy an ice cream.
You can get an ice cream for 20 cents?
Anyway, today we're talking about pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah, you know, there's all sorts of pressures. Air pressure, water pressure. I'm just kidding. What are the kinds of pressures that we kind of experience on a daily basis?
Peer pressure.
Sure. I was going to say
work pressure.
Entertainers, but peer pressure, I guess.
You can face peer pressure as entertainers.
Public pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure to maintain a clean image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel pressured about the most these days?
It's just self-pressure with work.
Self-pressure is big.
Yeah.
Self-pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Eric? Our guest for today.
What do I feel pressured about? I feel pressure about everything.
Everything.
I think I feel pressure about everything where it's like...
You're in your head a lot, huh?
I am in my head a lot. I think it's a lot, and it's a lot. And it's really exhausting.
Huh?
You know?
It's a lot and a lot.
It's a lot and a lot. I mean, I think there are obviously different types. Like, you get peer pressure. I mean, I feel like people generally think they grow out of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
After school, but I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so. Nuh-uh.
I feel like it's prevalent wherever you go.
Yeah,
that's kind of what like the pressure to feel like you have to stay in trend is pretty much. It's like, oh, like everyone's doing it these days, so I got it. That's pretty much peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like TikTok.
Yeah,
freaking.
You're a TikTok master though, Eric.
Let's freaking do it. Jesse's dance too.
Freaking,
you're a TikTok master.
Oh, am I?
What are you talking about?
Do you know how much I? Can I use a hate word here?
Yeah,
yeah.
I just strongly dislike TikTok. It stresses me out like hell.
It's crazy right now.
Oh man, do you have a challenge for your new thing?
Well, I'm about to. I'm about to start that. So
you're gonna make one.
I'm about to pressure you. Really you guys are
gonna be really hard.
Not on TikTok.
It's okay. I don't do TikTok either.
We'll shoot it and we'll put it up on ours.
All right.
There's that pressure. What else? Like peer pressure. Like, I don't know, when my friends are drinking, I'm like, I'm not gonna drink. They're like, no, you have to drink. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, there's a lot of
that's
that.
That's gonna go anywhere. Yeah, that's gonna be there until you die, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So before we dive into today's topic about pressure, if there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios, or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. All right, and also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so many more people can know about this awesome podcast.
And if you guys have a question for us at Get Real, text your question or message to 1-310-564-1030.
Thank you, Siri.
All right,
the door closes on the left.
That was yeah. All right. Anyways, that is an American number, by the way, so charges may apply. I do not know how that works.
Unless you got an iPhone.
Yes.
Text us.
Is it with the I Apple?
I don't know. It works on any phone. It doesn't matter. But I think it works right now for US and Canada numbers.
Okay.
Cool. And then it'll but open it up internationally.
If it is on like iPad or something, then iMessage works. But I don't know if it's on an iPad or an iPhone. But
I think if you have a, what is it? I can't speak. If you have a phone number, you can text it.
if you have a cellular device, yes. You should be able yes. to.
But there's probably going to be charges because it's American.
Well, if it's a text, it should be. Actually, it depends on your plan. I got no clue.
I don't know either. Anyways, yes. Pressure.
Pressure.
What pressures do you experience? I feel like you probably feel a lot of pressure from like producing and stuff.
Oh
right?
My god, bro! I feel like this album was the worst. I mean, I haven't been producing for a very long time in comparison to people who have like made it through producing.
Right.
But this one had to be like one of the most nerve-wracking processes that I went through.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing with like music production in a label, like you guys all know how it is, when you send them the song, it's like this gang of politics, like you let one person listen to it and like, hey, like, you know, how's the song, you like the song, they like the song, all right, they're on board with you, you guys on the same boat. You go to another guy, you like the song, I think you could use a little something more here, and I don't know, but I think the other song's a little bit yeah. Are you not on the same boat? We got to make this guy like this song. Like, you know what I mean? There's a gang and stuff like that that like I kind of like really experienced for the first time. Mm. So it was like, yeah, dude, like selling music or like selling your product almost is just what it felt like it was to me this time.
Yeah. And I feel like once you release a song, I feel like you're pressured to like have to do better than this one. It's like, oh, I got to one up it.
Yeah.
And it's just like you got to constantly like, right?
Yeah. I think that's like something that we all probably deal with as
artists,
performers, and entertainers. It's like, how do you beat that last record? How do you beat that last song or the last whatever?
Yep.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. And if you don't, it's like, are you on a decline right now?
And then you start questioning everything.
Yeah, bro. Life. What is life?
And then you just like, I don't know. You get overwhelmed.
Oh, I don't think I've gone that deep. I'm just like, oh, I like this song. Okay, I'll release this. Oh, I like the song. Okay, I'll release this one.
That's great.
Track, I'm like, I don't really dig this one. It's a pass.
It's simplicity. That's good. Yeah. I overthink things, and I think that's probably where I get a lot of pressure from. It's I overthink and I overanalyze, and I try to figure out what's the right song or business decision or right program. Like, you get like different hobby for different shows, and then one locks you out of another. If you do this, that knocks you out of another thing. Even that is just like, why is everything so complicated?
Yeah.
That's another different side of politics too over there. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's a lot of pressure.
Pressure from what moves you got to make.
Here's a question. Is there like a particular moment in time in life where you look back at and you're just like, man, I was under a lot of stress? Because I think pressure is another word for stress.
True.
Yeah.
True,
essentially. True. It could be. Yeah.
You know, that could be whatever. It could be school or work or relationship or whatever.
I think they're synonyms.
Trainee days were up.
Really?
You guys didn't have like, I mean, I debuted super late. That's why.
Is that why? I don't know. I had a bunch of fun when I was a trainee.
You did?
Me too.
Yeah.
It was like half fun and half, you know, kind of fear that I might get cut.
Damn.
So having to work my butt off. But I still had fun in the process.
Mm. See, I didn't have that mindset of like, oh, I might get cut. Because I was like,
need me.
No, I was like, if I get cut, I'll just go back to the States. Like, that was my mindset.
I couldn't
like,
go back to the States, so it was all or nothing for me.
So your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's probably why I didn't feel that much pressure. And I was like, oh, if I get cut here, like, you know, like, because like, I didn't know too much about like the companies and everything. So like, I was like, oh, if I get cut, I'll just try it at a different company. Mm. And I was like, that was my mindset then. So I wasn't like, I didn't feel too much stress or pressure.
I was borrowing money from my parents, bro, for like trying to live out here. I was 24, borrowing money from my parents, having them still support me. While like all my friends in college were like coming out of college, going to their big boy jobs. And I was just like, you know, I was the guy that before I left, I'm going to get you all Rolexes. Remember I told you guys? I'm going to get you all Rolexes. I'm going to come back a billionaire. You know, I had all these like big ass dreams. And then 24, living in like a 6 foot by 6 foot little room.
Ain't you like 6 foot five?
I'm 6 foot. Two, so I had to like bend my knee a little bit.
You're sleeping diagonally.
Yeah, like literally, my head was against the wall, and then like my feet. That was crazy. So pressure to get out of that lifestyle was crazy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my training days were a little bit crazy.
How was your training days?
Did you really have a training? Mine was like the audition program.
Right. No, I remember when I first got the cube. So I pretty much went in like as part of the project. Like I was set to debut like as soon as I went in. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know, like in the beginning, like it was like such a new atmosphere and stuff. I wasn't like 100% sure I wanted to debut in Cube and stuff. And I was like, I don't know, but like, you know, for now, like I'll still like try and stuff, you know. But then I guess I didn't seem desperate enough either. Mm-hmm. So then the CEO, the VP and the board of director, Isanim, right? Is he like the director?
VP? I don't know.
Isanim, I don't know. He's like the third or like fourth highest in the company. Like, it was like the three of them and me. They called a meeting, and then they were like, "Do you think like if you don't debut, you're gonna die?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "You have to change your mindset. Like, you have to think if you don't debut, you're gonna die." And I was like, but I'm not. Like, no. The other members have that mindset. You have to change your mindset. And I was like, I mean, I'm in a pretty good college right now in Korea. I can always go back to the States. I don't know. And they're like, no. And they're like, all right, well, if you do debut, would you try your best? And I was like, yeah, of course. If I debut, I'd try. And they're like, all right. The CEO was like, I don't know. He thinks differently. I like him. He was like, oh, he's really like fourth dimensional. Like, I like this guy.
Fair. Okay.
And that's how I got into B2B.
Wow. Dude, congrats. It's your mindset that got you there.
There you go. That's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I don't know. But I feel like more than outside pressure, do you guys ever think like you pressure yourself too much?
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like you do. You said you're in your head all the time.
I think mine probably a lot of people who tend to make it in whatever they do, it's a fear of failure. And then I think for me, it was also, I gave up a job and I had promised to my parents. I was like, if I try this, like I have to make this work somehow.
Oh, word? What were you trying to be before?
Well, I had a job. It was a consultant. And so like my starting pay for my first year out of college was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. And so it was giving that up to try to become a singer.
Right.
Which like my mom flipped out. She was like, that's the worst thing I ever heard.
Dang.
You know, she's like, you're going to throw away 4 years of college education and a job with all these benefits.
You were done with all that?
I graduated.
That's like the worst. That's like the worst nightmare for like an Asian
parent. I know. It's not even while you're in school you want to leave. It's you're done. You have everything in the bag.
Everything. And then now she got bragging, right? She's like, you know how much my son's going to make in the starting year? And then you're like, I want to give that up, mom. I was like, no! That's my bragging rights!
My mom was like, she was not happy, but I think that's why when I came out here and I quit my job and everything, even to like 2-3 years ago, she's like, you should just go back to your job. You should go back to your job. Because I think she sees the pressure that the industry and I put on myself.
Right.
So it's like this thing of like having to prove myself. I think also I was solo from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like there was, never had a team member. I never had somebody I looked up to.
True.
And people wrote me off a lot. It was like, oh, he can't really speak Korean. And his singing style's not right. And he thinks differently. So like, just write him off. And so I remember having to prove myself over and over. So having to go find the songs or write the songs, having to go meet with producers or writers and whatever, network to be like, hey, please use me.
Yeah, like in the beginning, a lot of people just knew you as like an MC.
Yeah.
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 I remember like a lot of my friends that were like interested in him. They were like, oh, you know, like he like MCs and stuff. I was like,
like a reporter.
Yeah.
I was like, you know he sings too, right? They're like, really? I was like, yeah. That's why he came to Korea. I thought he was just MC. I was like, no.
Yeah.
But now everyone knows.
Yeah.
Now
but it's I think it was also that pressure of like having to, once you get a job, how do you outperform that so you can become a singer?
Right,
public perception. And then once you are a singer, how do you get to a point where you could do the music you want to do?
True.
So for me, it's always like, okay, leveling up as myself to get to what I want to do and where I want to be. I think that's like my internal pressure always.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think for me too, similar, like with my parents, they never like pressure me to, you know, like make money or be more famous or anything like that. I think because they just know everything that I went through, and they just want me to be happy and just live, be able to support myself on my own out here. So they don't pressure me, but it's just I think to myself a lot because they're getting older now, and they haven't been to Korea in over 20 years like 20 years now, and they weren't even able to attend their family's funerals and for things like that. I just want them to be able, I just want myself to be able to support them so they don't have to work and they could just like come to Korea and just live with their families. And that's why I think I pressure myself to, you know, succeed and like make more money so I can eventually bring them out to Korea. But it's not like they ever say that to me, you know, because they don't want to pressure me and they're fine. But it's just I've been thinking that a lot, which is something that I didn't really think about before. But I think it's just naturally, as you get older, you do think more about your parents and stuff like that.
I think, I definitely think that's like a natural pressure that comes to a lot of people. They're kind of like, I want to be able to make enough money so that like my parents, like they could just live comfortably, do whatever they want. And I want to be able to do like whatever I want, like blah, blah, blah. And I think that's like a natural pressure that most people, I won't say everyone, but like most people kind of puts on themselves.
I feel that. I feel that. I feel you on that.
I feel like it's pretty natural.
When I was younger, they pressured my, well, my mom, she was like a tiger mom. My dad was pretty chill, but my mom did pressure me to do well in school. And I understand because she was putting in a lot of money to like tutors and after school. So it wouldn't make sense if I didn't do well. So I did try hard and that I did have a lot of pressure from that. But I feel like now she's just like, whatever about it. Even with like marriage, I know a lot of people my age, they're starting to get married or like thinking about marriage.
Everybody got a baby.
Babies are the biggest new trend of 2020. And if they're quarantined, if they're a quarantine baby, they get like a special stamp of approval. It's like, I was born in quarantine.
Damn.
No, I saw something on the internet not too long ago where it was like, in 10 years, we're going to have a new set of babies and they're going to be called like the quarantine boomers or something like that. The quarantine boom.
Absolutely. So many people I know this year have kids.
Me too.
It's crazy. So many.
It's because they're quarantined at home and they
with nothing to do.
Yeah. And then they're getting a little like freaky with each other.
What? You look so happy we're talking about
the freaky with each other.
Anyways, what were we talking about? We're talking about quarantine babies.
Yes.
A little freaky.
Yeah.
Not a good time to have a baby.
I mean, if you are, good luck. Best wishes to you, but don't know.
I mean, some people might think it's the best time to have babies because they're home. They can watch the kid. And
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could just keep eyes on it like 24/7.
But here's the thing. It's so even with dogs, right? Dogs, I think people are like, you have to get them ready for when you go back to work because they're going to have serious separation.
Separation. Oh, anxiety. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's interesting to see like how this has completely changed.
I feel like, because I heard there's like two types of like lack of affections, and one is like literally like
not enough,
where you just don't get enough, and then one is like where you get too much. So then like in like the real world, you know, it's like when you don't get like as much as you used to receive, you start feeling like down and stuff.
Yeah.
I had there's actually like two types of like lack of affection. So like I feel like quarantine babies and dogs, like they're both gonna have like lack of lack of affection. And like, did I say lack of anxiety before?
Yes.
No. Oh, I meant lack of affection.
Separation anxiety.
Separation anxiety. Yes.
But they're gonna have separation anxiety and like lack of affection, like type, like symptoms, or I don't know what it's called. But
Well, make sure. Best wishes to you all with kids.
Yes. Good luck. Good luck.
That's a whole different pressure.
Yeah, that's a different kind of pressure.
Okay, do you guys feel pressured to get married and have kids already from your parents?
Hell no.
My mom used to.
Oh, really? I mean, she pressures you?
She used to. She used to be like, you know, when things weren't going too well with the whole like career, she was like, just find someone nice and get married and settle down. But now it's just like, put off marriage as late as you can. Yeah. Like, don't get married.
Why? What happened? Where did that change?
Because I think she saw that I couldn't enjoy my young adulthood, you know? Because like, I was like under the contract. And I couldn't I didn't really have a life of my own. And she sees how much I'm thriving right now and how much I'm enjoying life. She's like, oh, you can just like live alone for like the next few years. Just get married when you're like late 30s. She actually, I was like, I don't even know if I want to get married. And she's like, that's fine. And I was like, oh, okay.
Nice. Did you feel like how has pressure shifted for you when you were in a company and like now that you're out?
I think then since I was in the company, it was like I didn't have to worry about anything except just doing my part. You know, they figured out everything for me in terms of like music, like business, like shows, gigs. And I would just have to go and do my best there. But then now it's like I have to figure out everything on my own. And but then there's also the pressure of like, do I take this gig or do I not? Like, how do I?
You
like,
make your own decisions. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to make the wrong decisions, or I don't want to, you know, sell myself short. So
I mean, if the bag right.
If the dollars
make sense. If the bag right now, just kidding. But yeah, that sounds like that's for sure a whole different set of pressure from being in a company. Because like the managers literally do like everything for them, you know?
Yeah.
So then it's like after you like come out of the company, it's like, wait, like how do I do my taxes?
Yeah.
It's like, how do I pay my bills? It's like, oh wait, like how I do feel I that way like,
right now?
Like I know I've heard of some celebrities that don't know how to check in their own their own like luggage at the airport.
I've had someone call me. I'm at the airport, how do I check in? I was like, you go to the counter, you give them your passport,
you take it and lift that big bag like,
But like what do you do with the bag? You take it to the counter
and Yeah, exactly. So it's like you become like, I don't want to say stupid, I guess like ignorant.
You're just not used to like normal things.
Yeah, you're not independent or something.
You're
dependent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're super dependent. So then I feel like it's going to be a whole set of other pressure when you come out.
Yeah, that's why so many celebrities get conned, because like they're in the industry since they're young or like for a really long time. So they don't really know much. So people take advantage of that and like, you know, sakicho and make them get into debt and everything.
So be careful of your business choices too, guys. Be careful.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You're a shark.
Do you think pressure could ever be positive? Like motivation maybe?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I feel like pressure, enough of it could be inspiration and motivation. Too much of it will kill inspiration and kill motivation.
You gotta get like a right amount of it.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it's always timing a situation too. Like if I'm in need of a little push and then like I have like a company dude or like, you know, one of my friends be like, yo, this song's whack. Why can't you do better? I know you could do better. If I'm like in need of that situation where like I know I could do it too, then boom, that might help me. But if I'm depressed mode and like, you know, no one's liking my songs and I hear that, I'll probably quit, you know? So I feel like that type of pressure.
So when you're like kind of hungry.
Yeah, right? Okay, exactly. Okay. So I mean, timing and situation is really important for when you give pressure to someone.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
But too much could kill someone. Literally.
I had like health issues because I was so stressed last
year. Yeah.
Where people,
no, remember during Haiting the recording too. He had a busted lip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, who hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's just like no sleep hit me.
Yeah, that was no sleep. No, last year was tough, though. I don't remember why, but I was super stressed. And it was, I got like stress, like gastritis.
Oh, yeah, you had the stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That hurts so bad. I would wake up in the middle of the night with like stomach pains. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I think it's like stress induced. Like, what is it? Your stomach just is falling apart.
What?
No, but if we talk about stress, like we can't leave you out because, you know, you went through a lot of health issues too.
I love stress. Stress is my homie now.
Especially in the beginning, right?
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm the type that like, I don't really know when I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. And my body just reacts first.
Mm.
That's why like my hair was falling out. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm stressed. My hair's falling out. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm stressed.
When did that start? It started like after you debuted?
No, like since debut.
Oh, since debut.
Yeah, it was like our debut. We were, I think it was like the second week of like M Countdown or something. So like our second week of promotions. And then my hairstylist was like, oh, like, did you hurt your head here when you were a kid? And I was like, no. Like, why? And they're like, oh, you have like a little bald spot here. And I was like, I like touched it. And it's like smooth as hell. I was like, what is that? And then, like, the company was like, oh, like, don't worry. Like a lot of celebrities get it. And I was like,
a lot of celebrities get it?
Not me.
I was like, what? For me, yeah, it was more just, like, I don't really feel too much pressure or, like, stress until it's, like, too much. And then I kind of, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I'm stressed.
Mm. That's, like, I think, me too.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why my stomach went.
Yeah.
I just had, I mean, I knew I was stressed, but like, I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. I mean, I knew I was stressed, but I didn't know I was that stressed. I was just like, oh man. And I was just like, you know, this is probably what like everyone else is dealing
right,
with too.
Right.
But then my hair started falling out and I was like, why is only my hair falling out? I was like, we're going through the same stuff. That's no. True. I was like, huh?
But do you guys generally react well under stress? I feel like some people, like my mom was always like, you do well under stress. Like, if you are stressed, you will study harder and you outperform. My brothers do not do particularly well under stress.
Right.
I feel like it's very different. It, same thing with stages. Like, I'll go up and I'm like, I know I don't know all the moves and I don't know all the lyrics, but I'll somehow fake my way through it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know.
I don't think I do well under stress.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of like weak like you. If I'm stressed, I'll get indigested. I'll get like anxiety attacks and stuff like that. It was really bad during like our hiatus after the accident before we made our comeback in like 2 years after. During that hiatus, I just had like anxiety attacks and I was just afraid to go out. What is that called? Like 대인기피증? Like when you can't just be around people, like you're afraid to go outside.
It's called
agoraphobia. Is extreme or irrational fear of crowded spaces or enclosed public places.
Yeah.
What it was? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is that in Korean?
Agoraphobia.
Is it?
대인기피증. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
And yeah, I think my body reacts to it first too, and like you can't really sleep well. You know, like you can relate to that too. A lot of you guys, I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah, insomnia, and I was just so unhappy then, like. And people always said, like, you look so, like,
depressed.
Yeah, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong with you? You know, and I would just have no energy, no life in me. I was just always kind of like a walking zombie.
And that's what stress does to you.
Yeah, and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to practice. I don't want to go do any. I don't want to dance. I don't want to sing. I just want to stay home and just, like, be in bed all day. But, I don't think I do well. It's like I have to enjoy it and I have to be happy while doing it in order for me to do well.
Yeah.
True that.
What about you?
I had my first panic attack recently.
Really?
Wow.
Anxiety attack.
Yes.
Recently. Like,
how did that go for you?
It was weird. I'll tell you guys a story. It was weird. I would always like hear about anxiety attacks and like I like look up videos on like people having their anxiety attack at the time and like recording it. But like, damn, that's so crazy. Like, how does that happen mentally? Like, how do you just start crying out of nowhere and like needing to scream and your breath gets all crazy? So what happened was when I was writing this song for our recent comeback this time, people were kind of like, we don't know if we should go with that song, if that's the right move. So I was like, you know, in my heart, I feel like it's the perfect move. I feel like this song is that song. So I was kind of like, okay, no one's really on board with me. I guess I'm the one that like is not enough. Like, I guess the song isn't enough. My skill set isn't there yet, which is, you know, understandable. That's all understandable. But I thought I had this in the bag. So there was one day I went to the company or to my studio when I had like literally no inspiration, like no songs were coming out that week. And then one of my friends, I was texting one of my friends. I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm gonna hit the studio right now. I'm gonna be busy. And he knew. So he was like, hey, don't go now, right now. Like, you're not in the right mindset to go. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go. He's like, no, don't go. Like, no, I'm gonna go. And then I started, you know, writing a song, and then it wasn't coming out again. And then like, it was weird at first. Well, it was while I was texting him too. He was like, you know, get out of there, get some air. So I started like, my breath started getting crazy. I was like, and I, like, I couldn't focus on like one place. My eyesight just started going around, and I felt like all of a sudden I just really needed to scream, and like I started getting like feelings of like I started getting like heated up, and then I just grabbed the pillow and I just yelled in the pillow like 10 times. But then the third time I started yelling, I just started bawling while I was yelling. It was weird. And then like after I was done, I put the pillow down. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like almost as if like I was a completely different person.
Outer body experience.
Yeah. Completely. So I hit up my friend. I was like, hey, he's had a lot of anxiety issues too. So I was like, hey, this is what happened. Is this an anxiety attack? He was like, yeah, you had your first attack. And I was like, Yeah, it was almost, thinking back to it now, it was almost as if that memory is I'm watching it on video. Like it was really weird. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
Has it have happened after that?
No, okay, not one time ever. And it doesn't feel like it's ever gonna come back. It was almost as if all that pressure just went away with that one attack. So right now, like, I'm like, okay, I'm straight.
Good. Yeah, but you gotta keep tabs on it. I had one last year. It was my first one.
Yeah.
I thought I was dying. And so I was convinced I was going to die.
Yeah, they say that's what happens. Yeah.
So I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. So
I'm good now. But like when it happens, you're so paranoid that it's going to happen. Yeah, and that's what gets in your head.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to get it.
And then you can't talk. Yeah.
So it was like, much more about that later.
Crazy.
Yeah, I hope I never get one. I haven't had one yet.
But I think that's like part of the thing. I think it's so many people around us get them as well. And it's such a normal thing. It's just if I didn't know, had never even thought to myself, this might be an anxiety attack. Like, you just have no idea. You're just freaking yourself out. That's why I think it's so important to talk about it. To have discussions about it. But
super important to talk about it.
But it's like all this stuff ties in with pressure, because at the end of the day, it's how do you perform under pressure?
Yeah.
You know, be that there's good pressure, there's bad pressure. It's just that balance.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do under pressure. I don't think I'm that good under pressure. All right. Yeah. Well, we talked a lot about kind of the pressures of adulting.
Young adulthood.
What about like for our younger, what's our age?
I think y'all got a lot of teens.
Yeah. What are some like pressures that you had in like high school or even maybe before that, that everyone can kind of relate to?
Trying to look dope all the time.
wait. Yeah. What was your fashion swag level in high school?
At first, it was like white tees to my knees, like Dickies like super sagged down below my butt, and like K-Swisses. But after that, I started getting into like the skater look.
I mean, high school, I think people were starting to dress more like uniquely, and they were starting to express themselves.
Fashion
but
was, yeah.
For me, in junior high school was when all the girls were kind of wearing the same things, like the Jan Sport backpack.
Oh,
like I said, like, you know, the big hoop earrings, like little like color tanks and
the North Face, cut, like
North Face jackets,
Abercrombie,
yeah.
So Hollister.
I don't want to, you know, be left behind. I don't want to feel left out. So I would beg my parents to buy me like an expensive padding or like that. You know, like Sean John shirts or Ethel Red shirts.
I can totally imagine you with that, like with yellow highlights just coming.
You know, and the pressure to fit in and just look a certain way.
There you go. I think you just hit it right on the spot. Fitting in is probably the biggest reason.
But I still, I was strong against like the peer pressure of smoking and drinking. Even though they were all smoking and drinking, I was just kind of standing on the side.
Me too.
That's like one thing that I refuse to do.
Yeah. I'm curious how you dressed and stuff.
No, so I was lucky in that we had to wear uniforms.
You went to uniform school?
I went to a uniform school. So it was like,
Was it a private school or a public school? Oh, okay.
And Shinjo, like to the point where Wednesdays we had to wear a tie because it was chapel day. So we had to go to like church service.
Oh, you went to a Christian school?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like you have to wear a tie on Wednesdays. And then every other day was like a collared polo shirt. Now there was a pressure though, because the school I went to, everybody was so wealthy that like I just didn't understand what was going on. And like I remember, so like, in public school, like if you were wearing Abercrombie,
you were rich.
You were doing well.
Yep. Yep.
And I remember like wanting an Abercrombie shirt so bad. This is like fourth or fifth grade, right?
Wait, they were wearing it since fourth or fifth grade?
Not me. But
that's what people with money do, I guess.
But like, so I was, this is in public school, like, you know, like some of the kids would have like an Abercrombie shirt. So it was Abercrombie and like Von Dutch. American Eagle.
Hollister.
Aeropost, like all that stuff. So like beg my mom. I think it was like for Christmas. I was like, can I please get an Abercrombie shirt? And she was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And like, why are you making holes in a t-shirt? Why are you, how are you selling this to kids? And but I got it. And then I went to this private school. And then people would be like, well, you can't even wear it. But then they're like, oh, Abercrombie's so disgusting.
What?
And then like they would only wear like Polo Ralph Lauren.
Oh.
Whatever. Like, and Brooks Brothers. And I was like, what the hell? I spent all 6 months trying to get my mom to buy me a freaking Abercrombie shirt.
Damn.
And as soon as I switched schools, I can't even wear this shirt. Like, it was just really confusing. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just embrace that weird, awkward, nerdy loser Eric that you are. And that's, I mean.
Your mom told you that?
No.
I was about to say.
I was just like, whatever. It's just the way it is.
All right. Yes. Well, I think we've done enough talking about pressure now. We're going to go to mail time.
Mail time.
Yes, and someone on our Discord posted this message asking for advice related to pressure. So, yes, let's see if we have any insight. All right. I think it's common in every family to get compared to your siblings, cousins, or even with your mom's friends' children. Have you ever been in a situation where this type of comparison affected your mentality and made you feel super insecure? How do you handle comparisons as someone in a K-pop group with other members? From Stromari. They have a phrase for that in Korea. Umchina.
Eric is the ultimate umchina.
Oh yeah, Eric is the nation's umchina.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone knew you as umchina.
That was me.
Well, what's umchina? But he gave up his mom's bragging rights.
Mom's friend's son.
That, like, you know, who she always compares you to.
Which is wild because I felt like I had so many around me that I hated. So I literally, they're like, what do you think? And I was like, I remember on like interviews, like, oh, you're umchina. What do you think? I was like, well, if I was not me, I would hate me.
That's depressing as hell.
Well, only because like I had been compared so much growing up.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know what I'm being compared to. So I was like, I don't think I'm that big of a deal, but like people keep saying that. So like, please don't hate me. Essentially, I was like, please don't hate me.
Did your parents compare you a lot too?
Dude, I got compared all the time. They're like, I think on other podcast, I literally called everybody's real name out accidentally. But like, I remember,
like, screw you guys. You guys ruined my life.
It wasn't even that. My parents would always be like, my mom was like,
this kid went to governor's honors program. This kid made all state and this kid got all A's. I was like, I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah. It was all the time.
My mom did that too. Like, all this person got scholarship and she studied all on her own. She didn't need tutors or academy.
Got a 1600, like, 2400. Like, it's like, well, she ain't got no friends.
Did your parents, because you have two other brothers, did your parents compare them to you? Or
I think they did compare them to me. And then more than that, a lot of teachers compared them to, like, Eddie. So Eddie always would come back from, like, school and be like, oh, this teacher hates me. I was like, the teacher's, like, the nicest teacher in the entire school. Mm-hmm. But we're just so different
that I
think the teachers had a certain expectation of, okay, he's going to at least do his homework and, like, contribute to class. Uh-huh. And Eddie's like, F that. I'm gonna shoot spitballs at the wall or something. Like, and so I remember he always did have a pressure of, like, trying to be somewhat decent.
Mm.
But that's on him, whatever.
Yeah. Did you guys get compared to?
Nah, my dad would always be like, hey, Albert Einstein said this, or, like, you know, some, like, old, like, famous person, successful person said this. Yeah. It was never like, you're a failure because you're not like that guy. They never did that. Come to think about it. Wow. Thank you. Wow. I never felt that pressure. No. Yeah.
That's
great.
My parents never really pressured me that much either. It was more like I didn't want to disappoint them. So then I just started, like, I remember I got a D once in my midterm.
No.
And yeah, I just saw, like, they didn't even, like, discipline me or punish me or whatever. I just saw the disappointment in their face and I was like,
the D wasn't for discipline, it was for disappointment.
Yeah.
Bro, are you, like, even Asian? A D?
Yeah.
I know, right? Like, I'm Asian and I got a D. Oh, gosh. But yeah, I just saw, like, the disappointment. So I was like, all right, I got to step it up. Yeah. I was like, but I mean, thankfully, it was only midterm.
Yeah.
So I was able to bring it up. But I don't think I ever had, like, that sort of pressure. Because my sister was, like, she was, like, all AP. Like, I remember, like, she pretty much graduated a year early because she had so many, like, AP points or whatever. Wow. And, but I still got a higher ACT score. No, I'm just kidding, but yeah, it's like she was like super good at studying and everything. She did, like, double major or something. I'm over here like, I don't know what I want to go to college for. And, like, so
you're in B2B now.
Yeah
But, like, I feel like there's also, you know, there's school pressure, but there's also, like, I don't feel this because I'm not in a group. But I've heard that, like, especially girl groups, it's like, I want better clothes. I want this makeup. Or why does she get that and I don't? And I don't know what it's like with you or with a guy group. What's that like?
I think, for me personally, I think the reason why we never have problems is that because we each saw, all of us saw that some people had, you know, some people were better at something than others. Mm. Each person had something to, you know, show off on their own. Mm. But then it's just that some people, they get really jealous and envious when one person's getting all the attention,
right?
Because they want that too. Mm. But it was like, for us, we were pretty, none of us were really evil. We just understood each other.
Evil. And there's some evil people out there.
Yeah. And if this one member was going on variety show, we'd be like, okay, great, because you're perfect for variety show. You had that personality for it. If one person was doing all the singing, be like, okay, yes, she's the main vocalist. She has to do that. And, you know, something with, like, dancing or other stuff in English, like, I would do it. We all knew that we had our own strengths and weaknesses, and each other to cover that up. But then it becomes a problem when there's that one person who wants to do everything and they're like, I'm good at that. Like, I'm better than her at that. And with, like, clothes too, if we didn't like our outfits, we would talk crap about the stylist together. Not like, you know, like, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, why is she getting the better clothes? It was like, oh my gosh, she's dressing me weird. And like, oh my God, yeah, what's wrong with your outfit? It was kind of like that.
I think I'm like that too. I have J-Sev is really good with variety shows. When we go on, like, talk shows and whatnot, he's generally the one that, like, you know, kind of ups the vibe and, like, makes people laugh and whatnot. So naturally, no one really said to me, like, hey, why are you stuck at variety? But it's like, naturally, like, when I'm there, it's like, what, you know, I gotta say something? Like,
should
I say something? You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, you're kind of waiting, but at the same time, it's like, dang. So it wasn't really jealousy. It was more like, I envy that and I respect that. Yeah. You're very good at making people laugh and talking your talk. So, I mean, for this person, I think I'd say just let it fuel you almost, kind of, if it can.
Yeah, and then even if you get that like outside pressure, just know who you are.
Yeah. Mm. One up yourself.
Yeah, just love yourself. Focus on yourself. Don't really care about the other people. Because, you know, success is the best form of revenge. Mm. So, all right.
Amen.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. But yes, anyways, we're going to wrap up this episode. I think we talked enough today. talk too much. Yes, anyways, if you wish to stay updated on the show, follow us on our socials at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on YouTube a few days later at youtube.com/divepods.
Yeah.
So yes, once again, subscribe to and review this podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only.
Five stars.
Good comments only. And yes, thank you everyone for listening and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye.